This goes to Dr. LaRouche, L-A capital R-O-U-C-H-E, fax 989-628-8145, regarding Evelyn, E-V-E-L-Y-N, Waldron, W-A-L-D-R-O-N, date of birth May 23, 1942. Dear Dr. LaRouche, this is a consultation for Mrs. Waldron, who was sent for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease with creatinine levels between 1.4 and 1.6, noted in since October of 2023. She reports that she has no symptoms. She urinates good amounts of urine and occasionally has incontinence and wears garment protection. So she wasn't aware of any kind of kidney problems, but labs are showing that she does have them. She's feeling well today, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear with occasional urge incontinence. She has nocturia one time per night, almost every night. No history of UTIs, no pyelonephritis or kidney stones. She has a remote history of sarcoidosis many, many years ago that's been in remission, reportedly. She can't remember the symptoms when she had it or much of the details, and she does suffer from poor memory currently. No headaches, no TIA or stroke history, no falls with head injury, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. She does have chronic edema of the lower extremities that does not bother her, and her weight doesn't change, she reports. Past medical history is significant for osteoarthritis, gout, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, obstructive sleep apnea with CPAP device, psoriasis, a remote history of sarcoidosis in remission, neuropathy of the left lower leg, urinary urge incontinence, a patent foramen ovale, recently found on an echocardiogram bubble study, lumbar radiculopathy, depression with anxiety and memory disturbance, and anemia. Past surgical history, she had a cholecystectomy in 2020, a right breast biopsy with lymph node biopsy, and findings were benign, colonoscopy in 2016, bilateral cataract removal, bilateral total hip replacement, bilateral total knee replacement, and a right carotid endarterectomy in 2025. Social history, she's never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow for the last 10 years. She's retired from Verizon. She lives alone, cooks her own meals, drives. Her son does lawn work for her and mows her lawn. Otherwise, she can do most things by herself, and she does crochet and sells her products at craft shows in the summer. Family history is significant for hypertension. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, Cipro, and latex. Medications, allopurinol, 100 milligram, one half tablet daily, amlodipine, 2.5 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Lipitor, 10 milligram daily, iron, 325 milligram every other day, finasteride, 5 milligram, one half tablet daily, gabapentin is 100 milligram twice a day, lisinopril, 40 milligram daily, minoxidil, M-I-N-O-X-I-D-I-L, 2.5 milligram twice a day for treatment of hair loss, oxybutynin, 5 milligram twice a day, Super B complex with C, one daily. Zinc is 50 milligram daily. Prevagen, regular strength, 10 milligrams, one daily. Hair, skin, and nails, one twice a day. And fish oil, one daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 64 inches, weight 204 pounds, pulse 90. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear. Midline uvula, no obstruction noted. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, generally non-pitting edema of the lower extremities with a trace of edema noted in the ankles bilaterally. She has full sensation in motion in the right lower extremity and decreased sensation in the foot of the left lower extremity to sharp touch. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 3rd, 2025. Creatinine was 1.34. Estimated GFR was 40. February 6th of 25, creatinine was 1.6 with GFR 32. 12-7 of 23, creatinine 1.5, GFR 35. October 13th of 23, creatinine 1.5 and GFR 35. Back to March 3rd of 25, hemoglobin 10.4, normal white count, normal platelets. Calcium was 9.4, sodium 143, potassium 4.1. Carbon dioxide is 20 to 2025. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 83. Total protein random is 24. And we don't have a kidney ultrasound or bladder ultrasound recently. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding hypertension. We have scheduled a kidney ultrasound with a post-void bladder scan in ELMA. That will be July 7th of this year to rule out obstruction or urinary retention. We have asked her to repeat labs now. We're going to do a protein to creatinine ratio in the urine and a urinalysis. Free light chains, immunofixation, iron studies, parathyroid hormone, folate, B12, CBC, renal panel. And then we will do a renal panel CBC every 3 months thereafter. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.